Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sensitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Jess Palmer, a she, they, human, fairy, humanoid. I can't speak today, y'all. I'm not even gonna finish my intro. Like, I'm just pissed. Like, I'm trying to laugh at myself right now, but this is the second time I'm trying to record this, and I feel like Mercury in retrograde is in full swing. And I just gotta take a deep breath and just let it roll. It's how I always do it, but I have notes this time. But hello, fam. Welcome back to another episode. Hello to anyone new. Thank you so much for joining with me here today while I chat about more shit that I like to chat about. Oh man, I'm sorry if I seem salty. I guess I've just been a little in it, you know. I know a lot of us have been going through it. I feel like I say that every single episode. But yeah, it's just Mercury is in retrograde and I'm seeing it impact the podcast. I don't really want to text or talk on the phone as much. Like, it just feels like communication is a lot right now, and it is, but that's okay. I love chatting with you guys, not like we're chatting back and forth, but I, you know, in my mind, you're here chilling with me, sharing a joint, chillaxing, right? So I really enjoy this podcast. And last week's episode did really well, you guys, like really, really well. And I think showing my personality and getting a little more personal with y'all really rubbed off in a good way. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I talk about a failed date I went on and my experience at a recent concert that was super moving and amazing. But yeah, the date story you have to listen to because it's just really cringe and a great example of why I'm single. But I digress. But I did a poll today. And if you're not following me on Instagram, you can. At Jess the Last Avatar. Think of like Avatar the Last Airbender, but just think Jess the Last Avatar as I wear my Avatar sweatshirt right now. But yeah, you can follow me there and keep in touch and vote on future polls and such. So I did a poll of what y'all wanted to listen to me talk shit about, and the options were being a slut to capitalism, the difference between baneful and blessing magic, and ways you can like cleanse and protect yourself. And as you can tell by the title of this episode, being a slut for capitalism won by a landslide. So here I am reflecting on capitalism as I literally just get home from a shift from work. And I'm just kind of soaking in the day. I'm not much of a morning person and I had to work a morning shift today. It's just hard for me to get up in the morning, y'all. I'll be like straight up with you. I'm definitely someone who loves to vibe on like a mid shift, go in between like 11 and 1, get out later at nighttime. I'm a little bit of a night owl, I guess you could say, which is surprising because like I wasn't for a super long time, but working these kind of mid night shifts are super nice. So to work mornings, I'm like, I don't even know. Like, my brain hasn't even calibrated to the vibe of the day until, like, 10 a.m. at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, they even say, too, that ADHD brains don't start, like, properly functioning and being able to kind of, like, take appropriate executive functioning actions until, like, noontime, you guys. So it's like, if you have ADHD too, maybe even autism, like, if this is just executive functioning we're talking about, then that makes a lot of sense, at least for me. Whenever I've had shifts or jobs where I can work, like, the mid to, like, late, I mean, like, earlier evening shifts, I always feel like I'm more alert, more focused, and just, like, more ready to go, you know? But that's like besides the point. I'm rambling. But yeah, being a slut for capitalism. When we think about capitalism, the essential feature of it is the motive to make a profit, right? Like when we think about capitalism, we see it appear in a multitude of forms in our life, right? So you can think of capitalism and its influence in our jobs and career paths, our social media through ads and influencers, things like that, and the cost of goods and services. And kind of to tack on to social media capitalism, you could think of FOMO, like FOMO being the effect that sometimes social media capitalism can provoke, you know? And we'll touch more on that later, but that's just a little pinpoint, a little nugget of wisdom, or put a pin in that, you know what I'm saying? But when we think about capitalism and we think about how it's all-encompassing with pros and cons, right? Like, we automatically want to see capitalism as something bad or something to talk shit about. And really, when we think about it, capitalism also gives us a lot of freedoms and flexibility and opportunity. Although maybe not so much for the smaller creators and businesses, but obviously, as you know, the larger corporations and the larger influencers and brands do better. And it's a competition and a fight to the top. And so, again, kind of going back to the essential feature of capitalism, it's the motive to make a profit. But here's the catch: at any cost, right? Like, when you think of maybe some of the corporate jobs you've had or the corporate experiences, there's a lot of, how do I want to put it? Like, just a lot of wolves in the den, you know? Like, I feel like some corporations, especially as you get higher up in the food chain and in the pyramid of like a corporation to the top of being the CEO, it's scary the amount of backstabbing and manipulating and taking advantage of there is in the world of corporate workings and capitalism as a whole. Like, the little man, the little person is always doing all of the work, getting none of the accolades or respect, being paid shit, being expected to fucking work more than 40 hours a week, and to basically give up their rights as a human being to have accommodations and balance and self-care. And it's quite disturbing, the stories I've heard, the things I've witnessed in my life as a working adult. And I've learned a lot in being a slut for capitalism. And I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening, because I know you're probably wincing at me saying slut, but it is what it is. It's true. We are all sluts for capitalism. And that's okay, because it is one of the foundations of our existence as a society, especially in the United States, as fucked up as it is. But again, going back to the cost of capitalism and looking again at the bottom of the pyramid, where all the little dudes are trying to hold up the pyramid, the foundation of the success of that company and capitalism as a whole. And the cost of their well-being is atrocious. You know, when we think about working and working in, like, working for bigger corporations or what have you, your average work week is a Monday through Friday. Let's say 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, depending what your lunch break looks like. 5 days a week. And then maybe you're commuting on an average of 30 minutes up to 2 hours a day, plus for some folks. So let's even call it like a 10 to 12 hour day sometimes, just dedicated to contributing to capitalism. Facts, like facts, right? Like, you work for a company that wants to make money. You want to make money. I want to make money. Your parents want to make money. Your fucking grandma wants to make money. Everyone wants to make fucking money, because money is what keeps the wheel going. It's how we have the roof over our heads, the food in our bellies, the weed to smoke, right? Like, we're sluts to capitalism because we have to be. But it's disgusting. And the level of obsession when it comes to capitalism for some folks is unreal. Some people will literally work like 80 hours a week, where I'm like, where do you find the fucking time is what I want to know. Like, where's the time? and still be hungry for more while at that same time neglecting their needs, their self-care. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. It's just scary to think about what we sacrifice just to fill not only like our own pockets, but like the pockets of those who don't know what it's like to struggle. I don't know. It just like really hits me in a very interesting way, if I'm being honest. And I guess like a story I can share with y'all in regards to me being a slut for capitalism is I've talked about this on the podcast all the time, and I'm not gonna feel bad if y'all have heard it a million times, because you never know who's new, right? And so many of y'all know I worked in corporate banking for a few years, sitting in a cubicle, pushing papers, literally, I worked in this job as a researcher. And at the end of every case that we would close per customer, we would have to make three separate packets of paper that was all of the evidence and backup we needed for those tickets, cases, whatever you want to call it. And when I say packets, I don't mean like five papers, 10 papers, even 30 papers. Y'all, I'm talking sometimes like I had to get the big motherfucking stapler to staple my packets. At some point, I had to say no to the stapler and use a freaking clip, y'all. Like a clip, like the big ass clips, the big daddy clips, three packets. And I had to make all of those copies for all three packets. So wasteful. And that's another thing, too. These freaking corporations, they spend so much money on waste. Whether it's all of that fucking paper I printed, I can't even tell you how many trees I probably killed, which I feel terrible about. But like to think of like when they stock the kitchens or they, have other like events or whatever, like you think of all the money that these corporations spend, like that could be used to help certain communities and projects within the cities and towns that these corporations are in. And it's just sad how we've become so blinded by money and greed and materialism that we don't even see the value in the little things anymore and the appreciation for people's time and energy. And to go back to like working at the bank, like I was just miserable, and I was working 40 hours a week and was working in a very urban area, so much so that we really couldn't leave the property while remaining safe. And there really wasn't much for me to do, like on my hour lunch breaks. I'd like walk around the parking lot hitting my fucking vape pen and just like tweaking out. And I don't know, like it was just a place where I felt trapped, and not for nothing. It was at least an hour to and from, and the drive was so stressful because it was in such an urban area. There was a lot of one ways. A lot of people would just walk out into the road. People drove really horrible in the area, so they would just like cut you off and stuff. So you're white knuckling it through the city. And the amount of stress that my body went through come the beginning of 2019, like I had a nervous breakdown from being so overworked in more ways than one. And really, there just wasn't an end in sight to the constant grind. And yeah, the money was good, but it just went to my debt. So it just was this vicious cycle of what felt like self-hate and giving capitalism my time, my energy, and now my health, right? And like, that's the scary thing is that I'm not the only one. I know a good few people whose health, mental health, physical health, emotional, spiritual, has suffered because of capitalism, because of their corporate jobs and their upper ups and the upper management not respecting their needs and accommodations and health and not making their people a priority, but instead making the money their priority. Because remember, the essential feature of capitalism is the motive to make a profit. And again, at any cost. And that means the cost of the well-being of their employees. And that's terrible. It's so sad to see people who have manifested physical sick illnesses because of this stress from capitalism. And so, yeah, I hit a breaking point and I was done. I was absolutely done. I was also in an incredibly toxic relationship at the time and began, as I've mentioned before, toying around with different recreational drugs. And it just wasn't a good time in life for me. I didn't understand boundaries. I didn't understand taking time for myself and putting me truly as a priority without fear of XYZ. And so all of this coming to a head and kind of touching on the recreational drugs thing for a minute, I wasn't going to go into it. But I do want to touch on, I felt that I started to dabble in those because I felt so trapped in my day-to-day, in the mundane, in the routine that I was in. And I felt that recreational drugs allowed me to explore different parts of my mind, my body, my spirit. And it allowed me to take the adventures that I was desperately seeking. Because I couldn't get out of my day to day. And that's not okay, right? Like, drugs are not an escape. Because at the end of the day, your shit's still there. Like, my shitty job was still there. My terrible relationship was still there. Did they help me unlock a lot of kind of like missing pieces? Definitely. But you should never use something as an escape, whether it's drugs, relationships, food, alcohol. Like the fact that capitalism and working for corporations in particular, I mean, I've seen it just drive people to really bad, harmful habits. And it's just your well-being, your self-love, your self-worth is never worth less than a dollar or a profit or a CEO. Fuck that. Fuck that noise, yo. Hell no. Hell no. I will choose me every single day. And that's what it's taught me. It's taught me to have boundaries in the workplace, in relationships, and social media. Because again, capitalism can appear on our social media. And boundaries in the workplace can be tough because obviously, saying no to your boss or setting boundaries with your corporation can have an adverse effect, right? Whether it's being fired or being treated differently. At the same time, though, when you show boundaries, you also are showing that, like, you're not meant to be fucked with, Because sometimes these corporations, these upper ups, will try to take advantage of people who are just eager to do a good job and make a good impression and climb up the corporate ladder. Whereas, I'm sorry, I feel like as a manager or as someone, as a business owner, I would respect someone who has boundaries because it shows me that they have the self-awareness and the personal development to have them in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And I know too, like for me, right? By discovering what my boundaries are in work, I get to show up 110% almost every day. I mean, I'm not perfect, right? Some days I'm kind of meh. But if I was doing what I was doing before, I would be showing up like I was before, which was maybe 50 to 70%. Like in learning what my boundaries are in the workplace, I can be a better employee, and that's how you pitch it, all right? Take it from sales, Jess. Like, this is your tip for your pitch. You always want to, and my Uncle Chris taught me this, you always want to make things into a sandwich when you're being direct with your communication. So, like, let's say, for example, you only want to work 30 hours a week. This is how you would say this, or could say it. So and so. I really love working for this company and all that it has to offer. I'm super passionate about my job, and I really hope to grow here and hope that you can help me do that. In order for me to continue to show up as 100%, if not more, I can only work 30 hours a week. I greatly appreciate you meeting this accommodation. And just so you know, again, in having this accommodation for my health and well-being, it does allow me to be able to show up and continue to be committed and grow here. So I hope that you can understand that. And again, I appreciate your time, and I'm really happy to work here, and it's a great opportunity, and I hope to continue to grow. You know, that's kind of out of my ass and off the top of my head, but like, you see what I'm saying, right? Like, you start with a good thing, get to the juicy part of what you're trying to actually say, and then at the end, wrap it up in a nice bow and send it on its way, right? Like, I think too, people get caught up in wanting to talk about boundaries, even with their partners or friends or whatever. Like, confrontation, I say this all the time, yo. Like, confrontation doesn't need to be negative. People have just attached that like connotation to it when in actuality, it's just a conversation. And if you can be kind and compassionate and non-judgmental and listen and take someone else's point of view into consideration, it doesn't need to be that hard. And if someone has an opposing like feedback to what you're saying, that then okay, you deal with that. People are entitled to their own opinion. Maybe if they have like an adverse reaction or whatever, like you both could have a learning experience from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, confrontation and being upfront with someone is really such a strong character building skill, point blank. And I think the workplace is a prime spot for you to speak your truth and stand up and speak for what you want. Because at the end of the day, too, if what you're asking for is not unreasonable and it's for your well-being in order for you to be a better employee, if that employer says no, then it's very evident that they don't give a fuck about you or think that you're like not dependable, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, desirable. Like, you got to know your worth and value. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Like, I know my worth and value. I know I'm a hard worker. I know I'm smart. I know that people come to me at work and in my past jobs where I've been able to support them, whether it's customers or coworkers. Like, I know my worth and value, and I'm not going to settle or subject myself to abuse when there are plenty of other jobs out there who will respect you and your knowledge and your time and your boundaries. But it really sucks when you find yourself in a spot where, like, the place you work doesn't uphold those values. And, but you know what? Again, you gotta let shit roll. You know, nothing's perfect either, right? Like, no job's gonna be perfect. But if you have certain accommodations or you have a certain code of ethics and values, and if the place you're working doesn't uphold them, then honestly, like, find something else that does, you know? Like, just keep the ball rolling. Like, don't remain somewhere where you're stagnant or where you're not appreciated. But let's see. Yeah, so we're talking about boundaries. So the next thing I had written down, because yes, this one time I have notes, was how can we break up with capitalism? Yeah, so how can we break up with capitalism? Like I was just mentioning, boundaries are super important. And not settling just for money and a title. Right? Like, I've had opportunities in my life where I could have gotten more money and a better title, but the cost of that would have been my soul. Like, legit. All the time in my existence where I'm not sleeping and shitting. And I just was like, nah, dude. Like, the right thing will come my way. You gotta trust and surrender sometimes. I know it can sound woo-woo for those listening who are just kind of here for my personality and my shit talking, but it's true. Like, I don't know, maybe I do believe in fate in some fucked up way. Like, I don't know, like, I believe in free will, but I believe there's like a myriad of doors with certain endings that we could end up walking through. You know what I'm saying? But I do believe that the destination is kind of always the same. And so I like to believe that if I'm living in life, in alignment, honoring my boundaries, my values, doing stuff I'm passionate about, then I gotta trust that I'm gonna be led to the right outcomes and the right jobs and the right people along the way. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a really great mindfulness technique I've learned to just remain present, is that there's nothing I can do right now in this situation to have it all figured out. So I'm gonna remain present where I'm at and trust that as each moment arises, I'm gonna know what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And kind of going back to like social media as a form of capitalism, I really, really recommend using social media with intention or having some form of like digital boundary or break from social media, because I think, at least from my personal experience, I've had a tendency where I can get major FOMO or fear of missing out, whether it's watching people travel or getting triggered with like body image stuff, you know, or like even autism stuff. Like sometimes it's just too much and I just wanna not be on it. And that's okay, right? So, like using social media with intention can kind of help our relationship to capitalism. And overall, just trying to unplug and ground more. We're on this earth for a reason. My roommate and I always talk about like if aliens came down today and they're like, yo, right now, you could go to Mars and live on Mars. Especially knowing like where the fuck our planet's going now. Like, I asked him, like, would you do that? Like, if aliens came down today, would you go with them or would you choose to like die on Earth? And he's like, oh, I'd go in a heartbeat. And I'm like, nah, dude, like, we were born on this Earth. I want to die on this Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm of this Earth. Like, I'm of the Earth and the Earth is of me. And I think we forget because we're in such a mind-driven world, not like a body-driven world. We're always in our minds and calculating and analyzing and acting, and then it's like we forget to just be, to feel the ground beneath our feet, to feel the pressure of your seat on whatever area surface you're on right now. Feeling the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. This is life right here, friends. This is where we belong in this present moment. And unfortunately, capitalism, working for these grind fiending corporations, it takes us away from that gift. It robs us of this gift of life. We're not meant to work 60 plus hours a week just for money. We're meant to live and experience and be and heal. And I hope that more people start to recognize that and set the boundaries they need to live a life that's more nourishing and not so depleting, right? So that's all I have on today's episode of Being a Slut for Capitalism. This was a kind of a fun episode for me, although it started kind of rough. I appreciate you hanging in there. I did get a phone notification, so I apologize for that, but y'all know I keep it real over here. But yeah, I'm sending you all the love in the world. I really hope this Mercury in retrograde isn't kicking your butt too hard. I'm really looking forward to the rest of my evening to just kind of chill, relax, watch some YouTube, and just veg. So make sure you're following me on TikTok at Jess the Autistic Witch and on Instagram at Jess the Last Avatar. I'm sending you lots of hugs. Talk soon.